USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A memorial service for George Floyd was held in North Carolina. Floyd's family and friends remembered his life in the North Carolina town where he was born.
I've seen what's going on in this country, and though my family has been saddened by the news, this is just an emergent reaction to an ongoing issue in the United States. Just like the coronavirus, police brutality has yet to find the cure.
Four former Minneapolis police officers are charged in connection to his murder. President Trump wanted a much bigger security presence in D.C. than he actually got. The president told his Secretary of Defense, Attorney General, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff that he wanted to put 10,000 active duty troops into the streets on Monday morning after a weekend of violent protests. That demand came during a contentious meeting in the Oval Office, and members of the president's cabinet pushed back. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Denver Broncos GM John Elway speaks out on racism. USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
John Elway said he's no longer standing on the sidelines and is joining with the players, coaches, and the organization in speaking up against racism, police brutality, and any injustice against the black community. The comments from the Denver Broncos general manager came in a lengthy Twitter post at the end of a rough week in which his head coach, Vic Fangio, drew widespread condemnation for suggesting that he didn't see any racism or discrimination in the NFL. Fangio apologized a day later. Several Broncos players and coaches are expected to gather for a march and speeches at the state capitol in downtown Denver. Elway went on to say he fully supports his players using any platform to call for change, and he suggested that sports can be much more than a distraction at this difficult time, and that we can all be part of the solution. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A large fire has destroyed a 600,000-square-foot Amazon distribution center in Southern California. The fire broke out early Friday while 100 people were working inside the warehouse in the Redlands. A city spokesman said all of the people got out of the building safely. The large blaze caused officials to temporarily shut down nearby Interstate 10. Firefighters brought the blaze under control, but they expect the building to smolder for days. Brazil is now threatening to leave the World Health Organization over alleged bias as the South American country recorded the second highest number of cases of the coronavirus. Brazilian President Bolsonaro announced the threat just weeks after President Trump cut U.S. ties with the World Health Organization. Bolsonaro said the specialized agency of the UN in charge of international public health has an ideological bias. Just like President Trump, he's downplayed COVID-19 severity, attacking stay-at-home orders, and touted unsubstantiated claims about the benefits of the drug hydroxychloroquine. Cases are still surging in Brazil and across Latin America. The WHO is reporting that Latin America has now become the epicenter of the pandemic. Meanwhile, in Peru, they've had over 5,000 COVID-19 deaths, and the situation is worsening. Peru lacks oxygen tanks, and people are collapsing on the street from the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.